Coco Parentis by Gary Brown.
This town once had dirt under its fingernails. Now it's twinned with some trendy place in Spain. Bar culture, pavement cafes, do me a favour. There may be fancy shops with fancy price tags in town, but this is the beating heart, Kerrgate Market. Been a market on this site for over 300 years. A whole town grew up around it. Now it's shunned by them with money, because it ain't got no designer shops. But I love it. Yep, Kerrgate Market is a place where you can see out and buy out. A place where people meet and tell stories. Because everyone's got a story, haven't they? The punters and the pitchers. Take Jim and Lisa Walker. Known them donkey's years. Jim comes from a long line of market traders. Real characters. Sell bedding. Jim's used to getting up early for the market.
2:22.
But this is a big day.
3:33.
He's not been sleeping well as it is.
4:44.
Got a lot on his plate.
5:55.
Have you seen my dressing gown? What about your inhaler? Have you packed it?
We'll have to set off soon. There's roadworks after Bath. They're a right pig.
Stop rushing me. I'll forget stuff.
Well, why didn't you do this yesterday?
You had all week, love.
Oh, I was waiting for you to do the washing, Mum.
Why couldn't you do it? Lost the use of your limbs.
I was out.
Socialising comes first, right?
Have you seen my contact lens solution?
iPod charger.
Top has shrunk.
There's my bloody hair straighteners.
Right, get in the front, Jenny.
OK.
Oh, hold on.
Forgotten something?
Yeah, back in a minute.
Right then, love. Better be off.
You got enough credits on your phone?
Yeah, no worries.
That Sarah seems nice.
Very pleasant. Chatty.
Upper self, more like.
Confident, that's all.
Where's your laptop?
In the wardrobe.
Is that the best place to put it, love?
Jim.
Put it under the bed. Better still, hide it under the mattress.
It's a hall of residence.
There are light-fingered people everywhere, love. Just look at the market.
Right then.
Don't we want to stop and have something to eat?
Well...
You get off. I'll be fine.
Yeah.
Bye then, love.
Bye.
Mwah. Bye, Mum. Dad.
And that was that. Jenny was at uni. Last one. The baby. Job done. Actually, Jenny was a bit miffed that her mum wanted to get off so quick.
Could have stayed a bit longer.
You always want to beat the traffic.
She'll be all right, won't she?
Remember her first day at nursery?
Yeah.
I was dreading it. Thought she'd make a hell of a fuss. When she got there, she just ran off, not so much as a backward glance.
Jim had a lump in his throat the size of a fat frog. They drove on up the M1 in a grey, damp, empty silence till he stopped the van at Leicester Forest East for a pee.
You all right in there, mate?
Yeah, just, you know...
Bad jokes about United at all. But we'll be back. Can't get shut of us that easy.
Yeah.
But he wasn't the only one blubbing. Back in the van.
Oh, get a grip, woman.
And what about Jenny? She was miserable too. Then she found Mr. Peeps.
Hello.
Her battered old teddy, hidden in the book box. He looked quite dapper with a scarf tied round his neck. The remnants of her sucky. That's who Jim went back in the house to fetch. She couldn't go to uni without Mr. Peeps. There was a little note pinned on his chest, which read,
"Your mission, should you agree to accept it, is to look after Jenny. PTO. We love you."
Now, I know it sounds a bit wet, a bit soppy. But, well, I think it's rather nice.
What time is it?
3:33.
What is the matter with you?
I don't know. My mind's racing.
What did you read?
Finish my book.
How come when you don't sleep, I don't neither?
What about a film tonight?
Well, you know it's my pottery night.
And Thursday's yoga night.
Well, I've paid for the term.
What night are you in?
Wednesday.
That's when I come back from Repton and I'm well knackered.
I'll make us a nice spag bol. Right, I'd better get off.
You want a lift?
I'm going to run into work with Laura and Mike.
Mike?
He wants to get fit for the 10K. Said I'd help him.
Well, that's a full-time job.
He's lost half a stone.
Lisa's a dental nurse. Mike is her boss. Jim once caught Mike looking at Lisa's arse. And Mike looked right back at him and winked. Or so Jim thought. Hard to tell. Mike's got a few nervous tics like...
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm selling you a dream. Now's your chance to buy into it. And this is high-quality Egyptian cotton, lady. Part of a set. 2 pillowcases and a duvet cover. Hey, I'll let you into a secret, darling. I lost a duvet the other day, and since then, I've been feeling quilty about it. So, ladies, no more nylon burns on the old man's, if you know what I mean. This is quality stuff. And I'm not asking a pony. I'm not even asking a tenner.
See the telly.
Yeah, the one show's on.
This is a bargain.
No, it's not. You pulled it off your bed.
Hey, Dad. Dad. Oh, over here. Oh, sorry, everyone.
He's puddled that one.
I hate these indoor markets. 3 sugars and plenty of milk. Have you got any hobnobs?
It's Jim. Jim.
I know. And don't kiss me.
What?
You always kiss me.
I thought you liked it.
Well, I don't mind a peck on cheek. Sometimes you do it on me mouth.
Oh, okay.
So, the house tickings, lad.
Oh, 800.
Not clear.
Oh, aye, all profit.
How'd you do at Ponty?
Well, don't you want to know about the family? How everyone's getting on?
Oh, aye. So, how's Tricks then? How are they diddling? The family?
Jim.
I know.
Well, actually, I'm not sleeping, mainly because business is shite. And I'm depressed because Jenny's left for uni and there's only 2 toothbrushes in the pot where there used to be 4. And I feel numb because the house is empty when I get home. And when Lisa is there, she doesn't want to spend any time with me. So, what do you think, Dad?
You see that old lass over there? She's still a bit of a looker, isn't she? I had her in 1962.
I've known Jim all my life. Went to school together. Always sat next to him in class, because he was clever. I could cheat with him. He'd give me all the answers. Yeah, right, bloody clever clogs. I hated him. Well, not really. But he was one of them golden lads. So what went wrong? Well, he did great at A-level and was about to go to university to study English or something. And then guess what? His dad's business goes belly up. And Jim, well, good-hearted Jim comes to the rescue. Firefights for a year. And then he sort of got stuck. Like a needle in a record. Like a bad dream.
Hiya.
Hi.
Has Jenny rung yet?
Had a couple of texts.
I've left messages on her phone.
Well, it's Freshers' Week. She'll be out all the time.
Right.
You don't want her moping about, do you?
No. Where are you off?
Running.
Again? Who with?
Laura, Mike.
Thought you said you'd do a spag bol.
Well, I have. It's in the microwave.
Lisa?
You were late.
Traffic. Hold up at Ainley Top.
I'll be home soon.
You look great in them shorts.
Yeah?
Nice bum.
Thanks.
Lisa.
What?
Thought this was our time.
It is. See you later.
Yeah.
He was getting used to the swish of her hair and the sweet afterburn of her perfume.
And the closing of the door.
She's not having an affair.
Yeah, too obvious. Besides, he's fat.
With a nervous twitch.
Yeah, but what rhymes with twitch?
What? Your lass has never been impressed by money.
That's because she's never had any.
Look, solid, you two.
Could be a double blow.
Give over. Anyway, how's your Jenny getting on?
Finally deigned to ring us last night. Think she was pissed.
Caught a bit of slack. She's enjoying herself before she settles down to work.
You've seen them lasses on a night. They can hardly stand up. They don't know what the hell they're doing.
Jenny's not like that.
You an expert on females all of a sudden, especially the ones in my family.
There was another female in the family. Anna, the firstborn. Anna lived in Australia.
Hi, this is Lisa's mobile. Please leave me a message.
Lisa, traffic's mental. I'm going to have a meal at a services, wait till it's all died down. Not that she'll be bothered.
Then he noticed a sign. It was only 35 miles from where Jenny was at uni.
Could be there in half an hour.
He tried her on a mobile. No reply. Should he leave a message?
No. I'll surprise her. Could you tell me where Murdoch House is, please?
Yeah. Just past the Branson Student Union.
Ta.
Then he saw her. She was with a whole gang. He was about to shout a greeting when he realised she was drunk and dived into the shadows. Two lads stopped to spark up a fag.
Who's yours? The blonde. Bit spotty, but well up for it. How about you?
I'll have that Jenny, dead up herself. But I reckon she's a right slapper underneath.
Are they all?
What time is it?
3:33.
For goodness sake.
Can't you hear that car alarm?
No.
Been going ages.
What are you doing?
I'm cuddling your back.
Jim, I'm trying to sleep and you're freezing.
So?
Hey, don't.
Just cuddling.
I know what they turn into.
What? Half Nelson.
Calm down, Mick McManus.
Jackie Ballow, actually.
Please, Jim.
Can't I stroke your back?
Not while I'm trying to sleep.
Oh, maybe I will read.
Here.
Jenny's room.
Well, there's no sheets.
Doesn't matter. Put your dressing gown on.
It was a route he knew well, from when Jenny had her asthma attacks, and he stayed with her while she went to sleep. The next few days, Jim was out on the road a lot, but at night he was drawn to the same place and was dismayed to see that Jenny got off her face on all of the nights.
See ya!
Can I come in for a coffee?
No, sorry.
Please?
What about your girlfriend at home?
Oh, man, who told you?
State secret, is it? You've got loved up photos all over Facebook.
It's virtually over.
Virtually?
I'm letting her down gently. Don't want to hurt her.
Oh, so in the meantime, you thought you could have some fun two-timing with me?
I'm not like that.
Sort it out. And don't do it virtually. Do it for real.
Good girl.
The next night, Jim was there again. And she was legless. Again. Couldn't even put the key in the lock. Jim looked around, and when he was sure there was nobody about, picked up his insensible daughter.
Oh, come on.
Gently, he placed her on her bed. In the recovery position, of course. Then he noticed something on the side. Her laptop, with an essay just finished. Jim had aspirations. Like I said, he was good at school. Top at English and that. So what did he go and do? You see, he knows stuff about the 19th century novel. And what he doesn't know, he can look up on Tintinet. So he went and altered it. Not in an obvious way, just enough to improve it and not make Jenny suspicious.
How's it going, love?
Fine. Got a good mark for my first essay.
Yeah?
68.
Oh, right.
That's almost a first, Dad.
Is it? Oh, fantastic.
Would you like to read it?
Of course I would.
I'll email it to you.
Great, sweetheart.
Well, got to go now.
Where are you going?
Out.
On a weeknight?
Dad!
Give me the phone.
What?
Honestly, your dad still thinks you're 10 and have to get up early for swimming practice.
He didn't think she was 10. He just wanted her to be 10. With her little hands and a sweet hair that smelled of fresh air and pencils.
Hey, can you see her over there? That one that looks like my big toe. She'll be the next one.
Next what?
Tip up her clogs. Cark it. Lost a lot of weight, you see. You can tell when they've had it. They get all thin and their skin goes pale and waxy.
Shh, Dad.
Give of her. They're all mutton Jeff and all. Or daft.
Is that what you do all day? Work out who's gonna die?
Well, it's better than watching that cash in the attic.
Why don't you do one of them handicraft courses?
It's Jim, ain't it?
Yes.
Look, Jim, do you mind moving back a bit?
What?
Well, you're a bit close. Not as if we're married, is it? Have you had a curry?
Well,
How'd you do at Retford?
Fine. Oh, dinner's here.
Ah, meals are cack here. Mind you, it's still better than my wife's cooking. She had three settings on her oven. Cold, warm and new.
How's your hip, Dad?
Do you really want to know?
Yeah.
What? Chapter and verse?
No.
I thought not. There's lots of her friends in here, you know. My wife.
Mum.
You remember that one with the boss eyes?
Not really.
You do. You got a moustache just like my cousin Jerry in Halifax.
Dad?
What?
I'm doing a course.
What sort of course?
An English course, part-time at university.
Like the one you gave up?
I didn't. Yeah.
Me, what are you doing?
I'm handing in an essay.
Do you need to rifle through the other submissions?
No.
You're a postgrad?
No, no. Actually, I'm handing in my daughter's essay.
Who's that?
Jenny Walker.
Didn't she just do it?
Yes, but it was the wrong...
Essay?
Wrong draft.
Right.
So she asked me to, you know, swap it. Well, here it is.
Good old Dad, eh?
Yes.
So, is this her final submission?
Absolutely. She's not normally like this. Usually she's very organised and hard-working. But please don't say anything to her lecturers.
Oh, no, I won't.
Right, see you.
It's good to know that parents still care.
What the...
Wakey, wakey.
Sod off.
It's the police, sir.
Oh, bloody hell.
Lay-bys are not hotels, sir. If you're still here in 5 minutes, I'll book you.
Yes. Sorry.
Mr. Walker?
Yes?
Could have a word about your father, Kenneth.
He's all right, isn't he?
Oh, yes. It's not a health issue, Mr. Walker.
I know it can be a bit loud sometimes, exuberant.
Well, if we could just go through here...
He really does like it here.
Yes, that is very obvious.
Sorry?
Well, there are a lot of... of women here.
Yes?
Women of his own age. And as you say, Kenneth is very, exuberant.
What are you trying to tell me?
We found him in bed with,
an elderly woman?
Women.
This has got to stop.
Look, just because you're old, it don't mean you lose the urge.
But with two?
They're twins.
Dad.
Not identical, though. One's got her own teeth.
For goodness sake.
Inseparable they are. I only fancied one of them, though. To be quite honest, other one, she had a kit while we were at it.
Oh, please, Dad, too much detail.
Ah, oh, you're only jealous.
Don't be ridiculous.
Just because you don't get any.
Oh, what time is it?
4:44.
Oh, this is doing my head in. What's bothering you?
Nothing. Everything. Where are you going?
Pee. Is that all right?
Wait. Come here.
You look terrible.
Thanks.
It's because you're not sleeping. Why don't you take something?
You know I don't like taking stuff. Didn't get much sleep when the kids were little, eh?
Anna was the worst. Could never get her down.
I used to sing her to sleep.
Mm, we both did.
Best time of our lives.
Didn't seem like it at the time. No money, no sleep. So what's changed, eh?
Where did the time go?
In the bags underneath our eyes.
Don't you miss them?
Of course I do. But that part of our life is over. Jim, is that what's keeping you awake?
Sort of.
Well, we've got our lives back now.
Yeah. It's our time now.
Yeah. So, can I go for my pee?
Pee away.
Was that what was keeping Jimbo awake?
Take your pick. Missing the kids, Randy's senile father, business going tits up again, and, oh yeah, me wife's more than likely having an affair with her boss.
He was miserable. And in the toilet, so was she.
Oh, get a grip, you stupid, stupid woman.
How's things, Tweety Pie?
Cool.
You coming home this weekend? Bet you need some washing doing.
I got a party, Dad.
Oh, okay.
Might come home in a couple of weeks' time.
Great. How's the work going?
Oh, okay. I got that last essay back.
How did you do?
Okay. 61.
61?
That's not bad.
But I thought...
What?
Well, you put a lot of work into it.
I did. Sort of.
Who's the lecturer? Can I speak to Robin Miller?
Please.
Please.
You're Jenny Walker's father, right?
Yes. Can I speak to Mr. Miller, please? I want to talk to him about my daughter's mark for an essay.
No. You can't speak to him.
Why not?
Because Mr. Robin Miller doesn't exist.
But he says on the door...
However, Ms. Robin Miller exists, for I am she.
But I thought you were the...
Secretary.
Oh, I'm...
Sorry?
Yes.
So, Mr. Walker, when did you start writing your daughter's essays?
What gave it away?
I just know the signs.
Signs?
Just a lot more care. Footnotes, references, no text speak.
I just want her to do well.
Of course you do. But this is a bit extreme, isn't it?
Yes.
But you're not alone.
Really?
Parents get into the habit of helping with homework at school, coursework. Then some keep on going. It's usually a female thing.
I thought it was just me.
Do you write together, or do you edit stuff?
Oh, Jenny doesn't know.
Right.
She'd be mortified.
Would she?
Yeah, most of the work is hers. I just...
embellish it.
Yeah. So, will there be any...
consequences?
Well, I was going to say punishment, but that'll do. Yeah, any consequences or punishment? I'll take it, Ms. Miller.
Actually, it's Dr. Miller. I've just completed my PhD.
Oh? What on?
Vagina dentata in modern literature.
Oh.
Oh, well, you did ask.
Very.
Interesting? Impressive?
Both.
Did you go to uni?
No, it's,
Long story?
You keep finishing my sentences.
I know. It's a terrible habit. Impatience. I'll stop.
I actually quite like it.
Do you find me attractive? You keep looking at my breasts.
It's your pendant, actually. It's very... is that a semi-precious stone?
You can have sex with me.
Oh. Right.
But there are certain things I will not do.
Oh.
Are you okay?
No, I'm...
out of breath?
No, I'm...
out of practice?
No, I'm adjusting my underpants.
Shy, aren't we?
I thought you said there were things you wouldn't do.
Did I specify? You've never done this before, have you?
Sex?
Adultery.
Have you?
Oh, God, yeah. Colleagues, students, rugby teams.
You are joking, right?
If that's what you want.
I'm just not used to doing this. Not that I didn't...
Enjoy it?
It's just that I love my wife.
Oh, cliché, Radar.
But it's true.
So why are you here with me? No, actually, don't answer that.
Yes, your cliché Radar are going to overdrive.
Bit of a giveaway. Steamy windows in a car park.
They could be hiding.
You're funny.
Can't remember the last time I did it in the back of a van. Definitely pre-Thatcher. On Nick Rogers' Afghan. It smelled of dead sheep, patchouli and...
What?
Teenage dreams.
But now you've got the best sheeps in the north.
I like you.
I like you too.
You've got really nice nipples, do you know that?
Yeah.
Delicate, for a man. Delicate, but redundant.
Is that a compliment?
Absolutely. And I like your ears. Mm. I always judge a man by their ears and nose. They're the only thing in the body that keeps growing.
Really?
Cartilage.
Yeah, my dad's all cartilage.
You've got a few hairs in your ears.
Oh, God, honestly?
That's charming.
Soon when I have the windows down, that'll be the only air that blows in the wind.
You're funny.
So are you. Do you have any children?
Nope.
What's your husband like?
Partner.
What's he like?
Look,
Jim.
Jim. I really don't want this to be, well, I don't know, therapy. Well, not talking therapy, anyway.
So, you want to...
Keep seeing each other? Yeah, why not?
Great. I'd like that too.
Here's the deal. No more writing of your daughter's essays.
Don't know what I was thinking about.
And in return for not stopping you both in, we can meet for meaningless sex.
Ooh, blackmail, eh?
Delicious plan, I'd call it.
I really miss it, though.
What?
Writing the essays.
Really?
Get a real kick out of it.
Why don't you do an OU course?
It costs. We're struggling enough paying for Jenny.
Well... how about shadowing the course?
But I wouldn't...
Get a degree, no, but you would receive invaluable feedback from a highly respected academic.
Who?
Cheeky. And, of course, I'm taking payment in other ways.
But you said I wasn't any good.
No, I said you'd never done this before.
So, how did I rate?
A creditable 2-1.
Why not a first?
Putting your pants on afterwards.
So that was that. He had an excuse for being down near Jenny and keeping an eye on her. And he followed the course and wrote his essays. He was secretly chuffed and all, because he was getting better marks than Jenny. Not that she was doing badly, it's just that he was doing better. But he wasn't sleeping any better. Not at home, at any rate.
What time is it?
5:55.
So I'll get up.
You're going to run into work with Mike?
And Laura, yeah.
Right, enjoy. What about tonight?
No rehearsal. Maybe we could...
Sorry, love, Beverly Market. Mike keeping the van and all. Well, try to anyway.
Don't you think you're overdoing it a bit?
We need the money, love.
See this... This is good. You see, I think you've really nailed Jane's character. She wants to be valued as a person on her own.
She wants a marriage with Rochester to be one of equals.
Correct.
So, are you going to give it a first?
Steady. I don't give a man like Smarties.
Isn't it worth it?
Well, structurally, it ain't really up to a first.
Right.
And there's other stuff as well.
Like?
Well, some of your punctuation is a little wry.
For example...
It's...
Monty Python's Flying Circus.
Do you want to know or do you want to fart about?
I want to know.
I-T-S. It's a possessive pronoun and therefore gets no apostrophe, as in they are its owners. Love rears its ugly head. Whereas I-T apostrophe S is a contraction for it is, and therefore uses an apostrophe, as in, it's going to rain. It is going to rain. Did you not know that?
Obviously not.
I'm a bit of a grammar thug. Well, it's not as bad as should of or could of or text speak.
Or mass murder.
Oh, you're so keen now, aren't
you? No.
Why are you so obsessed with marks and grades?
I'm not.
Besides, if I give you a first, who are you going to tell?
Dad, I got a first.
Oh, a first what?
Top mark in one of my essays.
Oh, well done. How'd you do at Weatherby? Them floral valance sheets, they're a winner.
Aren't you pleased they got a good grade?
Well, I said so, didn't I? So, how did you do?
Fine. 400 clear. Are you all right?
No, I'm constipated. Oh. I were like clockwork before I came here. You set your watch by it. How's your wife?
Lisa.
Ah, Lisa. Is she still as thin as Popeye's bird?
Yeah.
And your kids?
Anna and Jenny.
Ah, then. Why don't they come and see me?
Anna's in Australia and Jenny's at university, as you well know.
Nobody comes to see me.
I do.
Your brother calls. He's got a factory, you know, makes things for...
Computers.
Why do you want to write essays at your age?
I don't know, to broaden my mind.
You and your mother. Head full of useless facts, the pair of you. You're always watching BBC Two.
If you remember, we watched it on the little telly in your bedroom, whilst you watched...
What? What did I watch?
Little and Large.
I don't remember. They're putting stuff in me tea, you know.
What stuff?
I don't know. But I can't...
What?
You know. Stand to attention no more.
Sorry?
Oh, do I have to draw you a bloody diagram?
Dad, you're 83.
So? Just because you've never had any lead in your pencil?
You could have felt a bit sorry for the old goat. But underneath, Jim was glad.
You're chipper today, Jimbo.
The sun's shining.
That's trade.
Hey, don't rain on me parade.
Thought you were missing Jenny.
I am, but I'm dealing with it.
And you and Lisa?
She's got her play rehearsals and her pottery and her yoga and her running.
And Mike?
He's just a friend.
So, everything's hunky-dory?
Absolutely.
I'm pregnant.
Thought you said you were
on
the...
I never said anything, baby. You just presumed.
What's she gonna do?
Have it.
What about your husband?
Partner.
Yeah, him.
He'll just think it's his.
So you still have...
Oh, please, don't come over all possessive. Oh, very bizarre.
I'm sorry, sorry.
I could have kept this to myself. Could have just finished with you and you wouldn't have been any the wiser.
I know, and I'm grateful.
Besides, I'm Catholic.
Sorry?
Oh, don't look at me like that. I'm a woman of infinite variety. A former lover said I was a beguiling tingle-tangle of contradictions.
How very original of him.
Her, actually.
Oh, Robin, this is...
What?
I thought you might at least finish that sentence for me.
Well, I can't.
Are you going to have it?
Why not? This could be my last chance. I've always wanted a baby. There, I said it out loud. Ooh, first time.
Have you tried before?
No. Sort of.
Let's bring the baby up together.
What about my partner?
Oh, you don't really love him. To be a new start. I love babies. I'm very good with them. I could move down here.
Stop right there. There's one problem. The wife. It's obvious that you actually, you know...
Love her.
Hey, you finished my sentence.
Yeah.
I don't want anything from you.
Look, I...
No, please, don't say any more, Jim. My cliché radar's on and I feel like it's going to be really busy. You better go home.
Are you sure?
Sure.
Will you let me know when it's born?
Pigeon post.
Hey, you!
What?
Can I have a word, mate?
Sure.
I believe you're Aslan, a female student.
Sorry, who are you?
Campus police, plain clothes.
Where's your ID?
Don't need any sunshine. Keep away from Jenny Walker.
Hold on. You're a dad.
I've told you who I am.
I've seen pictures of you on the wall with Mickey Mouse ears on.
Shut up, scrote!
Don't be ridiculous. You're making a fool of yourself.
When have you been in a room?
The last few weeks.
Dad, what are you doing?
He's been bothering you, sweetheart.
He's my boyfriend.
What?
And I sleep with her.
You toe rag.
And not only her.
What? My wife?
No, her teddy, Mr. Peeps.
Jenny!
Oh. Are you all right?
Bad dreams.
What time is it?
6:66.
What?
Who could that be? Hello?
It was the old age home. Jim's dad had gone AWOL. They'd looked everywhere. But then Jim got a second phone call. From me.
Where is the old sod?
Setting up your stall. Gave him the key to the lockup, hope you don't mind.
Nah, thanks, mate.
What time do you call this?
Dad!
Don't just stand there like a bloody fart in a trance. Give us a hand with the poles.
Dad, what are you doing?
What do you think? I'm setting up the bloody stall.
You don't work here anymore.
This is my business.
No, it isn't. You ran it into the ground, then I took it over.
Hey, this is a good business.
It's shite, Dad.
Language.
You can talk. You've always lived a double life, haven't you, Dad?
What are you on about? You're always chuntering on. Just like your mother.
Never swore in the house, but when you were down the market, you cussed like a good un.
Just banter.
And then the women.
You what?
My mother knew when she turned a blind eye, but that's not the worst.
Oh, yeah?
You're a bully.
Well, I never laid a finger on you.
Now, give over. You belted us black and blue. We were never good enough. You always found fault.
That's not true. You were a mammy's boy.
And you were wicked to her and all. Humiliating her in public. I loved her.
Well, that's what he wanted to say. And he did in his head. Because when you're that sleep-deprived, you sometimes don't know what's real, do you? Instead, he said...
Dad?
What time do you call this?
Yeah, sorry I'm late. You want a hand?
When you're ready.
Then we can breakfast, eh?
Bacon butty.
Now you're talking.
Right, I'm off for a run and then going to rehearsals.
Who's going
to
drop you off?
Mike.
Why are you rubbing my nose in it?
What you on about?
Mike, your affair with big, fat, rich Mike.
I'm not having an affair with Mike.
You spend a hell of a lot of time with him.
He happens to be my boss.
And the running?
I'm helping him get fit for a charity.
Oh, come on.
A charity run?
In your lycra shorts?
Oh, for God's sake.
You like him, though, don't you?
Yes, but I like, I don't know, the guy in the 24-hour co-op.
But he makes you laugh, Mike.
He's a nice guy.
Look, tell me the truth. All I want to know is the truth.
The truth is...
What?
The truth is that you want me to be at home when you get back, with your dinner on the table.
No.
The truth is that you don't want me to have any friends.
Oh, rubbish.
It was the same with the kids, making snidey remarks about friends, boyfriends.
I was perfectly civil.
Yeah, civil. Not funny, not warm, not welcoming. Truth is that we're... all just a big disappointment to you. Because we do stuff. We're human.
Why are you behaving like this? The kids have left. I'm lonely.
Oh, and don't you make a big fuss about it, eh?
What?
You go on about how wonderful it was. The golden years of your life. But you got the best of it. You were the kissy, kissy dad. I was the hard one. I did the washing and the ironing and you read the stories.
I did my fair share.
Did you, Ellis-like? Well, now it's my time, Jim. I want to do what I want to do.
With me?
Sometimes.
Oh, don't go, please. I love you. All of you.
You don't love us, Jim. You just want to control us.
It's not true.
So why is Anna in Australia?
A job. Boyfriend.
Really?
All I ever wanted to do was look after you, protect you all.
You smother us, Jim. Smother us.
That's not fair.
That's why Anna moved to us. She couldn't get far enough away from you. And you know it, don't you? Don't you?
I'm sorry.
And yes, I do like Mike. Very much. He listens to me. He really listens to me.
Do you love him?
You better answer that. It might be important.
Really sorry, pal.
Yeah.
He was a right character, your old man.
Yeah.
Mark, it's not been the same since you left. No characters like him anymore.
Thank goodness.
So sorry about your father.
Oh, he had a good innings.
One for the ladies, eh?
Yes. No one knows how he died, and if you don't mind, I don't want them to.
Absolutely. The twins are the only ones who do. And they don't know if they're on this earth or Fuller's at the moment. Seems he got hold of some of those blue pills down the market. Took more than a few of them to get the desired effect. Can be dangerous if you take too many.
I believe so. Thanks for keeping stum about it.
No worries.
You're right, Dad.
Yeah, give us a hug.
Oh. I'll miss him.
He was very proud of you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I was going to tell him that I got a first in my essay from that old witch.
Don't call Dr. Miller that.
I was talking about my other tutor, Liz Lehman.
Well, not that I know anything about either of them. Where's Mum?
In the bedroom.
Oh.
Have you been crying?
Well, I did know him most of my life.
Yeah. He was a bit of a bastard. But he was our bastard. And despite it all, I loved him.
He knew that.
I'm sorry.
I should be saying that. Oh.
We took some lumps out of each other before.
It's almost like I took leave of my senses. Sounds like a cliché, but it's true.
Well, sometimes the cliché radar needs to be turned off.
I pushed you away. How did you cope?
I made a strange life for myself. Surreal. Felt like a dream.
You were right. It was the best time of our lives. We were young and we grew up with our kids. What could be better than that, eh? Everything was geared up to looking after them.
Then, they're gone.
That's why I never stay in. The house seems so empty.
So what do we do now?
Get to know each other again, I guess.
Lisa?
Yeah?
You never answered my question about Mike.
Do you want me to?
No. Not yet.
So there you have it. And there they are. Jim and Lisa. Having their sarnies together. She makes an effort to meet him twice a week.
Now then, Jeff?
Now then. Oh, I smell them egg sarnies from over here.
What time is it?
1 o'clock. Is all well?
Of course it is.
And is he sleeping? Well, a bit better. She bought him one of them American Indian dream catchers. He has it by his bed. And are they happy? Who knows? They're trying their best. Like we all do. Just another story on the market.
Hold back the night from us. Cherish the light for us. Don't let the
Jim was Rhys Dinsdale, Lisa Sue Kelly, Ken Bobby Nutt, Robin Catherine Hunt, and Jenny Ellie Megan Rose. Steve was John C. Elmore, the student Sam Hevicon, and the nurse Sylvie Naray Davy. The market manager was Gerard Fletcher. Loco Parentis was written by Gary Brown and produced in Manchester by Peter Leslie Wilde.
Hold back the